From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Miami is a magnet for entrepreneurs in fashion, film, and visual arts, so it makes sense that a creative technology sector could and would grow from the intersection of those industries. In the last couple of years, a small video gaming industry has developed in South Florida. Today, gaming companies have sprouted in Sunrise, Hollywood, and Miami's Brickell area. SkyJoy Interactive is one of them. The local company released its first video game last month. The Miami Herald's Karen Runlett met up with a designer to talk about what work is like in a job that's all about games.
Getting to SkyJoy Interactive's offices today was not unlike the challenge Superkid Cannon faces as he tries to move to the next level. Miami's Brickell Avenue is full of construction delays and impatient lunch hour drivers. You get further if you know the shortcuts. Eventually, though, you reach the elevator and take it to the 10th floor. SkyJoy's offices are adorned with a lavender and blue lit tropical fish aquarium. The company's 11 employees are staring silently into computer screens, lost in animations of SkyJoy's first video game, Superkid Cannon. Isai Oviedo says hello.
What's your title?
My title is level designer.
What does that mean?
My job is to make the game fun. A new experience from each level to level.
Oviedo's background is in graphic design. As high-tech as the final product looks, it's surprising to learn his art starts with pencil and paper.
Just done on graph paper and draw out all the elements of how the level's going to play out.
That's right, he sketches each level of the game first. His paper designs are taped onto the wall next to his computer.
Some things that look good on paper literally don't work. But for the most part, those drawings that we do on the scrolls, really, really helpful.
And after the sketches?
And then I lay down the cannons. After that comes the enemies. I have all the
There's a red panda named Kid Cannon who wants to rescue his girlfriend Justine from Khan. You tap the cannons with your finger to launch the shooting. Oviedo was hired for his eye, his design skills, and for his love for old school gaming.
I'm not a gamer.
Okay, it's pretty simple.
Oviedo and CEO Abudi Taher love games from the 90s, like Mario Brothers 3.
A lot of times it comes down to mostly playing a lot of video games from experience. I grew up and I play so many games. I think I've probably played 1,000 games in my lifetime.
How old are you?
22. I'm in that kind of age where nowadays everybody that grows up, I think after around 1990, they've all kind of grown up playing video games. So in every job, you need to have research in some way.
Oviedo and CEO Abudi Taher love games from the 90s, like Mario Brothers 3.
Came out in like 1991, I think. It's the same year I was born. It's a long time ago. It's some retro gaming, but it's still some of the finest.
The job is more than just creating cool little animated characters, though. A video game has to make sense. You can't just throw anything in there.
I tried to sneak my own name into the game, and so it's ISAI. So it looked pretty cool, and if somebody was playing, they wouldn't notice, but I would. But actually, when you started playing it, you're like, it's like overly complicated.
He's a Miami native, grew up in Little Havana. He was thrilled to land this full-time job, considering how small South Florida's gaming sector is. It's so small, the bosses at different firms work together to keep homegrown talent. They don't want to lose local designers, engineers, and programmers to larger gaming hubs like Seattle or Silicon Valley. SkyJoy's CEO says there's a good amount of solid entry-level talent coming out of local universities. He's hired from FIU. But the more senior-level folks leave after they outgrow the opportunities here. So far, level designer Isai Oviedo is staying put.
What do your friends think about your job?
They're actually really, really happy about it. A lot of people are envious in a way. A lot of my friends are just finishing off their last year of college right now.
Did you go to college?
I did not go to college. I would like to in the future, possibly for art and animation.
In the meantime, Oviedo has reached a new level in his profession, experienced video game designer. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Karen Runlett.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.